He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the April 13th, the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we're off to a green start. It's green on my screen right now. The S&P 500 is up 3.33, which is one half of 6.66. I don't know if you're a numerologist, if that has any meaning at all. We're at 2,105 on the S&P 500 right now. That's lofty. Those are some lofty numbers on that S&P. NASDAQ seeing some lofty numbers there too, up almost 22 points right now on the S&P 500. That is a 0.4% move, and not only that, we're seeing the NASDAQ over 5,000 right now. The NASDAQ is at 5,017 right now. Why aren't I getting a Dow? There it is. The Dow is up about 30 right now. Dow also seeing some lofty numbers these days, back up above 18,000. We have crude oil gaining today. It just looks like, and it feels like, crude has put in a bottom here. $52.68 per barrel is where we're at on the light sweet crude right now. We have gold at 1,200 even, 1,200 even right now, today only. But the problem is it's been around that area for quite some time. The euro is dropping. The euro falling once again. They must be printing money over there. Can you hear those printing presses going over there? They've stopped here in America, but in Europe, they're going like gangbusters. 1.0587, and the 10-year yield is at 1.94%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And once again today, we will go through the big picture. The big picture of the market, as a 401k investor, you've got to decide how to allocate your money. You go to work every day. You certainly don't want to be losing the money that you've been socking away. It's painful having that money taken out of your paycheck. I know every week you want it to do the most that it possibly can for you. You want it to work as hard as you work. And someday, it would be nice to have a big pot of gold when you walk away with your golden watch or your silver watch or whatever, and time to hang up the boots and jump in the RV with the poodle and visit the grandkids. So we try to do everything we can possibly do to keep you in the right areas at the right time in the market and out of those bad neighborhoods that can take a whack out of you if you're on the wrong side of a strong U.S. dollar, if you're on the wrong side of falling oil prices. Those are things that you have to watch out for. You have to make some adjustments from time to time, but you have to begin with the big picture. Is it even safe to go outside these days in the stock market? Are valuations at nosebleed levels? Are we in a bubble of any kind? In the bond market, in the stock market, anywhere? Are we in a bubble? Well, we take a look at that every single week here on our big picture show. I was looking, I noticed a couple of interesting articles from the past few days here. PIMCO was home of the bond king, Bill Gross, who defected and went to Janus in Colorado. PIMCO is still the largest bond fund with $117 billion in assets. That's the PIMCO's total return fund. Has cut their U.S. government debt to just 21.6% of assets under management, down from 35% a month earlier. I just think that's worthy of note. Here you've got guys that specialize in the bond market. That's pretty much, PIMCO is known as a bond shop, although they've been diversifying and adding stock portfolios to their ledgers here recently, but these bond experts that have taken over since Bill Gross has left, they've cut their U.S. government debt holdings to just 21.6, clear down from 35.3 a month earlier. Well, that's quite a reduction. Why? They must be worried about rising interest rates at some point in time. They must be looking out on the horizon and looking at what the Fed might do and looking at what impact that might have. And they might feel the same way I feel. When interest rates are off the charts, I showed a 200-year or 170-year chart of interest rates several weeks ago in my newsletter. And I showed how you have to plot today's interest rates. They're off the chart. They're way down here. They're below the chart. And if you're a mathematician of any kind and you believe that things have a way of digressing back towards the mean, moving back towards the mean average over the long haul, you got to say that there's very little chance of getting capital gains from U.S. Treasuries right now, with U.S. Treasuries at 1.94%. Oh, they may have their moves during flights to safety back to 1.75 or 1.8, but there's not much wiggle room in there. So just know that one of the largest bond funds in America, the largest, has cut their U.S. Treasury holdings by quite a bit. Another one I noticed, and I can't tell you how true this is in the market. Do you think the big wirehouse firms are really on top of things, that they move very quickly, that they're efficient? I'm not going to name the name of this big wirehouse firm, but they are throwing in the towel on oil service stocks. They are cutting several oil service stocks from strong buy to outperform. Now, look, are they a little bit late to the party? I sold my oil stocks last August. Now I'm thinking, and here or there, I'm nibbling, taking a few bites, put a few away. They're doing okay so far. And they're just now getting around to downgrading them from strong buys. Well, if you think they're on top of things, and if you think they're proactive, I see this time after time. I'll see a stock get cut in half. I'll see a stock go down 60%. And then along come the downgrades. Well, why didn't you downgrade it a lot sooner? Before I lost 60%, why didn't you downgrade it, you know, when it started to roll over and the earnings expectations started to drop? You know, that seems like it would have made more sense to downgrade it back in there. And conversely, on the other side, if you think they're upgrading stocks right as they're breaking out and, you know, earnings expectations are starting to explode to the upside, I don't see that happen too often. I'm just telling you, okay, these are just my observations. Look, okay, you could say, well, you've got a dog in the fight. They're a competition to you. I just don't see them as much competition other than the name and the recognition, you know, they get from all the commercials they run and everything. I just don't see them as being very efficient. And I don't think a lot of the people that work at these great big firms, I'm sure there's a lot of good ones, but I think a lot of them tend to be a little bit asleep at the wheel. That's just me. DepoMed has settled their fight against activists. Well, that one caught my eye because I own both stocks. It's never good when companies are contending one with another. My mother always used to say, if I was fighting with my brother or whatever, contention is of the devil, which I believe it is. You know, it's hard to have good feelings in your heart if you're in contention with somebody. So it's best to drive out any contention towards one another. These two companies have had contention towards one another, and I see both stocks are up sharply, nicely today, as they've put their contention behind them. Activists and DepoMed, I like them both. Activists I own in my conservative growth accounts. It's one of the best stocks I've ever owned. And DepoMed, I have not owned that long, but it's in my aggressive growth accounts, which I'll be updating. Those accounts, man, those model portfolios are really having good years so far this year. We'll go over that. But the big question is, in the big picture, this bull market's been going on for 6 years and now 1 month. Is it still safe to be in the stock market? Are we in bubble-like territory? Are earnings still growing here in the U.S., or have they finally topped out and are they starting to collapse? Because if that's the case, then we're in big trouble. Well, we'll take a look at these questions, and hopefully I'll provide you with some logical answers that make sense so that you can decide whether or not you still want money taken out of your paycheck every week and put into the stock market. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I've watched a lot of good baseball here recently. Instead of taking 2 weeks at a time and going somewhere, I take a couple, 2-3 hours at a time and go somewhere after a long work day. It's nice this time of year. We live very close to the ballpark in San Diego. We're able to walk to the ballpark, and we do have a couple of season tickets that I share with my son. I can't keep up that grueling schedule of 80 games. There's no way. But we do go to our share of baseball games and just enjoy the outing, the atmosphere, people watch, enjoy the smells of barbecue in the air and fresh cut grass and just all kinds of things. Navy SEALs parachuting into the stadium. It's all exciting. And I lost my mother a couple years ago, and she just loved going to a ball game and having a hot dog and watching and just drinking it all in and taking it all in. And I just know that she's watching me. She's keeping an eye on me. I just really believe that. And I know that I'll see her again someday. But somehow, vicariously, she's enjoying these games with us. And we've seen some good baseball here. You can't say that very often in San Diego. Usually our baseball, you know, we go to the playoffs about every time Halley's Comet comes around, which I don't know what it is, 80 years or something like that. But we have a good team this year. So we're excited here in San Diego. The season is underway. And last week, the earnings season began, didn't it? Alcoa threw out the first pitch. And Alcoa basically met, maybe exceeded just a little bit. The expectations. And this week, I don't have the number, but I got to believe that out of the 500 S&P 500 companies, we'll probably see 20 to 25 or so report earnings. Now, this same quarter last year, the first quarter of 2014, the market made, the S&P made about $28 per share. We're expected to make a little bit less than that this year. This is very concerning to me. This will be the first drop in quarter-over-quarter comparisons in several years. And that's how the 2008 bear market began, with a quarterly drop in earnings. All of a sudden, the comparisons started going south, meaning earnings started going south, meaning the market soon followed suit and went south with it. So this is a little bit disconcerting to see this current quarter that just ended. The expectations are that earnings coming in this quarter will be about 5% lower than this same quarter last year. This is very concerning. The question is it safe to still have your money in the stock market? Well, as I've explained in the last several newsletters, this quarter is expected to be an anomaly. Now, I've heard that before. Sometimes an exception becomes a rule, meaning that further quarters will continue to deteriorate. But in doing the research that I've done and analyzing the 500 stocks that make up the S&P 500, it would appear at this point in time all evidence points to the fact that this drop in earnings will be temporary. And it may even go into the next quarter. In fact, the next quarter, which will end on June 30th, is also expected to be lower than the same quarter last year. And it's those same two factors that I've been talking about for quite some time here. Low oil prices have had a devastating impact on the energy stocks. Take Halliburton, for instance. Halliburton made $4.02 last year per share. They're expected to make $1.33 this year. That's a drop of 67%. Now, if the S&P 500 was 100% energy stocks, we'd really be in trouble, but that's not the case. Energy stocks make up about 10% or so of the S&P 500. But that little 10% with that kind of drop is weighing on the S&P 500 for this quarter. The question is, have the earnings seen bottom expectations seen bottom in the energy patch. It appears that they have, and it appears that expectations are will start to resume growth again next year. And of course, that depends on which way crude oil goes, the price of crude oil. Right now, we're at $52 a barrel. We were at $107 per barrel. If we go down to 30, then we're going to have another ugly quarter next quarter. But that's not expected to happen right now. These oil stocks, at least the market is saying right now that they've seen the worst of oil prices and that things look up for from here and that this is a temporary pause in earnings growth in the S&P 500. And the second big impact has been a very strong U.S. dollar, which is climbing again, but it's definitely leveling off here. Maybe the dollar is done climbing for a while. That would be good news to companies like Caterpillar and other multinationals that they don't need a strong dollar to compete on the world stage. So these two soft quarters coming up, this one that we're in, this one that ended March 31st and is now being reported, and the quarter that ends June 30th and will be reported coming up starting in July, this is expected to be a temporary blip on the radar screen. And then those quarter over quarter comparisons are expected to resume their growth once again until further notice. But as each company reports now, we've only had one out of 500 reports so far. As each one reports, I'll be updating my numbers every single weekend for this year and for next year. Aggregate earnings for the S&P 2015, 2016. That's all we want to know is the direction. Are they still growing? Or are they leveling off? And worse yet, are they beginning to recede like a high tide that has finally hit its apex and is now starting to go out? As we sit here today, there's no evidence yet that earnings, that high tide, that we've reached high tide in the market. Therefore, at least from an earnings standpoint, the market can continue to go higher. Having said that, we will stay on top of this every single week because things can deteriorate very quickly. It's been said, and it's true, that things can go down a lot faster than they go up. That's why we always have to be on our guard and have our eyeballs in the rearview mirror. But at least as for now, I would say to those that are having money taken out of their 401k and put into whatever, hopefully into stocks, that it's still okay. You can still do that. But let's stay on guard. Now, when we come back, you have a lot of choices, whether you're an IRA investor, whether you're a 401k investor. Is it small stocks? Is it large stocks? Is it growth? Is it value? Is it foreign? Is it domestic? I want to go through the best asset classes in the market right now, those that should be favored. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're taking a look at the big picture today. You know, the big picture, I think, would be it would be appropriate here to look at the scorecard so far this year. The S&P so far this year, after one quarter and a couple of weeks here, we're up 2.1% on the S&P 500. The S&P 500 is fairly flattish. Why? Because we're expecting these two soft quarters. And it's not known for sure yet whether or not this soft patch is temporary. or this is the beginning of the end. But for now, the consensus is, and I echo that opinion, that it is a temporary soft patch. And for that reason, the market, the U.S. market, has paused. But it is up 2.1%. We've been able to do a lot better than that here at Gunderson Capital Management, luckily, by being in the right places at the right time and being out of some of the bad neighborhoods, and that's helped us. But it's still, you know, a fairly flat year in the U.S. You should know that. Hopefully by the end of the year, we start looking ahead to next year or soon, maybe another 3 months or so, and the market starts moving up once again. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is up 5.5%. It's doing better than the S&P 500 because it's not impacted as much by the strong dollar as the S&P is, and it's not impacted as much by weak oil prices as much as the S&P is, and some of the faster growing companies in America are in the NASDAQ as opposed to the S&P 500. For that reason, the NASDAQ is doing a little bit better. It's up 5.5%. It is the leading index in the U.S., along with mid-cap stocks. That's been a sweet spot in the market also, U.S. mid-cap stocks. Now, the story that's really developing here in 2015, and 2 weeks ago, the headline of my newsletter was Global Breakout. Emerging markets are now up 9.5% through the first quarter of this year. 9.45%. The emerging markets are starting to come on strong. They're being helped by a strong U.S. dollar, right? Because that helps them. That's a good thing for them. And the weak oil prices, which are now hopefully have bottomed and starting to rebound, is also helping some of these emerging markets. India is up 11% year to date, way ahead of the S&P, which is up 2%. I continue to have a heavy weighting, 10% or so, in India, and it's been very good to me. And if it continues, Narendra Modi continues to get his way with the India economy, it could become the fastest growing economy in the world once again. So I continue to hang with my India exposure. I've also added a little bit of European exposure in my ETF accounts. Europe is now up 8.9% year to date. Follow the quantitative easing. I haven't found a lot of individual stocks, however, in Europe. I keep looking. I just haven't found any that have really excited me. Therefore, I have an ETF that is 2-to-1 on the European index, and that's working out real good so far. The biggest surprise of 2015 is China. China large cap index now up 22% year to date, and I see it flying again today. I have a little bit of exposure, not enough. I started the year with a good chunk of exposure there. I really thought China was going to take off this year. It totally fizzled out. As soon as I sold it, it started to take off. That bruise on my calf muscle is from me kicking myself for selling my China exposure. But I've been adding back some China exposure here and there recently. Big surprise. China up 22%, and I think it can continue for a while. Any other big surprises? Well, the U.S. dollar's up 9% for the year. Gold's gone nowhere. It's up 2% for the year. I do not like gold. Do not like commodity-related stocks, miners, that kind of thing at all. Foreign stocks on fire right now. But you have to be careful. It's basically Europe, India, and China. Those are the three hottest spots in the world right now. Let's not forget that there's some, in Japan. Let's not forget that there's some quantitative easing, some big quantitative easing going on in Europe, and there's some quantitative easing going on in Japan too, and that's juicing those markets. Now, as it relates to the stock versus bond argument that goes on constantly, there's a large school of thought that says you should have, if you're 60 years old, you should have 60% of your assets in bonds. I'm not in that school. I'm over here in the other school that says, you know what? There's certain asset classes that I just don't like. And there's going to be a time at some point in the future when I don't like stocks. And I'm going to disagree with the person at some point in time that says, well, you're 30 years old, you should have 70% of your money in stocks. Not in a bear market. I don't think you should have any of your money. Or very little. Depends on the stock, I suppose, in the stock market. I believe in being in the best asset classes at any given point in time. And I don't believe that the bond market right now is the best asset class to be in. I continue to favor stocks. And as I look at the asset classes, my ranking of the asset classes, 8 out of 10, the top 10, continue to be stock related. Whether it's U.S. mid caps, U.S. small caps, international small caps, you name it, U.S. micro caps, stocks, in my book, are still way more highly favored, have more upside potential than the bond market does. Okay, I'm sure you can find an opinion that goes the other way, but I continue to believe in stocks like I have for the last 6 years and 3 weeks now. The worst asset classes to be in? Look, if you want to be short the market, be my guest. The shorts and the bears on the market have made fools of themselves for the last 6 years. Eventually, they're going to be right. Because if you keep saying every day that it's going to pour down rain here in an arid Southern California, eventually you're going to be right. Then you can say, see, I told you so. There will come a time when it won't be a good good to be in the stock market, but this isn't one of those times, and it hasn't been for the last 6 years. We still have a stock market that's leading the way, and being short the market is the worst idea that you could possibly have. Also, being in cash is not good. You have to make hay while the sun shines. When it's shining in China and India and Europe and still in the U.S., why would you be sitting on the sidelines? Gold is not a good place to be. Silver is not a good place to be. Emerging market debt, still not a good place to be. Corporate bonds, not a good place to be. Stocks still rule the day. And I do that by looking. I come to that conclusion by looking at my asset class rankings in my app, which ranks 34 asset classes on a daily basis. Stocks have been at or near the top for quite some time now. And as I look at the indexes around the world, my app currently ranks 77 different indexes. Here are the ones you want to focus on. China, Europe, Japan, and the United States of America. Stocks. Not bonds, stocks. The leading asset class right now in the world, or the leading index in the world, like I just said, is China. It's ranked number one. China small caps are ranked number two. The Hong Kong index is ranked number four, which is a close relative to the China index. And the European hedged index is now number five. European small caps, also in the top 10 right now. It hasn't been a good idea to venture outside of the U.S. for the last several years. It's now a good idea. What's causing that? A strong U.S. dollar, which is aiding our competitors. It's giving them an advantage over us because they can sell their products cheaper than we can. They're more competitive. And the quantitative easing that is no longer going on in the U.S., it's moved offshore, and that's why offshore stocks are doing better than domestic stocks right now. Now, I'm not saying to sell all your domestic stocks and go global, but it's once again time, as you look at your 401k, to introduce some emerging markets, some Europe, some Japan, if you have those choices, some China. And if you just have that broad swath of international or emerging markets, then that's the best you can do. I've told you to avoid those areas for a long time. Not anymore. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've determined the following, that wirehouses aren't always exactly on top of things. A lot of times I notice that they downgrade things after they're already down 50 or 60%. Now, you know, hey, that's just my observations over the years, you know, watching from the outside, looking in. And I've also noted that by the time they upgrade things, they've already made huge moves, and it's just about time to be cutting back a little bit. I just don't think they move real fast and they react real quickly to movements in the market. You know, they run like most bureaucracies do, I guess, rather slowly and inefficiently. Can S&P earnings continue to grow here? Well, that's all I can say is this quarter that we're currently in, we're expecting the first drop quarter over quarter in earnings in several years. That is something to really take note of, because that's how the bear market of 2008 began. Was all of a sudden earnings expectations started to drop and earnings growth started to peel over and started to go south. However, right now, we're expecting this two soft quarters, the one that just ended and the one that will end in another less than 90 days now. Those are expected to be caused by a couple of temporary influences on the market here, and then we're expected to resume growth. But stay tuned, because that's going to be one of the most important calculations that we do every single week here. And in my newsletter every week, just like I did this past week, I updated you on my current earnings expectations for the S&P this year and next year. Absolutely critical, vital information to stay on top of. We've also determined that stocks are still the best place to be versus the bond market. I still see being an owner rather than a lender to a company as being the one with the more upside potential right now. And I've also been warning you to stay out of the emerging markets for quite some time, but that's all changed this year. Now it's the emerging markets that are leading the way and doing better than our markets, because all of a sudden they've got the printing presses fired up while ours have come to a halt several months ago. And the quantitative easing is helping boost emerging markets, especially Europe, especially Japan. And we're seeing some quantitative easing, interest rate cutting, etc., some juicing going on in China. And that's propelling their markets. That's something to take note of. And India continues to do very, very well. So investing overseas, you don't want to do it with 100% of your portfolio. But man, I could see going as high as 40-50% right now. I really can, because now they're seeing superior growth and they're getting the quantitative easing that propelled our markets for so long. And I'll be looking to continue to beef up my exposure to the emerging markets this coming in coming weeks. I've been doing quite a bit of that recently. And lastly, and I'm still saying that the U.S. market's still not that bad place to be. They're still, if we can get through these two quarters, I mean, the next year, following year, 2016, at least as of right now, looks pretty solid. So U.S. stocks, don't give up on them yet. They still look okay. Now, let's dig down a little bit further. Let's finish this discussion by going into the sectors. That's another very powerful tool, very powerful, one of the powerful screens that I do on the market with my app every single day is the sector rankings. And some would say, well, gosh, these sector rankings haven't changed in months. That's a good thing. That's what you want. You want trends that last for months. And in some cases, some of these sectors have been at the top for years. And that's how you're able to pull down some big gains by knowing where the top sectors in the market are at any given point in time, the good neighborhoods, and staying out of the bad neighborhoods. And once again, as I look at the sectors this week, it's biotech, it's U.S. healthcare, it's pharmaceuticals, and if I were to add one more right now, it would be Chinese internet. Okay, be careful there. step lightly because there's some landmines that you want to be careful of. But those sectors, biotech, pharmaceutical, and healthcare, do you know how long that they've led the markets? And a lot of that is because of Obamacare. We've had many people added to the rolls of the healthcare system in the U.S., and that's boosting a lot of the healthcare stocks, people that take prescription drugs, folks that, you know, rely on new drugs to be developed to help cure what ails them. These continue to be some of the best sectors in the market. The lagging sectors in the market, metals, mining, junior silver miners, natural gas, networkers, gold miners, basic materials, U.S. financial services, the financial sector, these are the laggards. The leaders continue to be the same ones that have led for so long. Okay, so that's our big picture look at the markets once again this week. I said back on March 23rd, 2009, that a new bull market has been born, and it's still intact for now. It ain't over till it's over, and you have to make hay while the sun shines. Look, I don't know how many times you've gone to the sidelines over the last 6 years. I don't know which stock market guy you followed over the last 6 years. If somebody's been taking you out of the market or if somebody's been talking you out of the market over the last 6 years, then I would say you've been following the wrong person. You know, not everybody's going to be 100% right, but to stubbornly stand there and say that the market's bloated and it's in a bubble and it's dangerous, they've been saying that now for several years, and it's just not the case yet. The market, the bull market, continues. It's one of the great bull markets of all time. Most hated? Why? It's tripled, and it continues to go higher, and at least for now, the forecast, the expectations, the tangible numbers that we can sink our teeth into would still suggest that this market can go higher from here. But stay tuned because it can change very, very quickly. Now, I send out my newsletter every single week. I got it out early Saturday morning. I hope all the commas were right. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to talk to us about money management, which is my main job here, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.